Thank you for holding. My name is Charlie. I'm the specialist in the local area that handles your pricing. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Am I speaking to Julio?
Yes.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Julio. You were speaking, yeah, no problem. You were speaking to Lisa about our exclusive listing here. I see that you're on Home Advisor. Is that the only way that you're getting your clients right now, or are you doing other types of
No, I was telling Lisa that the way I'm getting most of my jobs is just by sharing business cards. That's the way I'm doing.
Business cards, okay. Can you handle more business right now?
Like right now, I am very busy, but like I told Lisa that if this way will work better than the way I'm doing it so far, I can just stop the other things that I'm doing and just get stuck with you guys, but it depends.
Gotcha. And it says right here, like, you told me business cards, but it says Angie's Leads too. Are you doing Angie's?
Yes, I'm doing that too.
Okay, are you happy with those leads, or do you feel like your money is being made back on there?
Well, I'm not happy, definitely I'm not, but like I said, I'm trying to get a balance between my business card sharing and Angie. So sometimes I get a job, but it's a lot of money that I pay for.
Okay, yeah, well, what are you looking for in a company? Are you looking for somebody to give you leads like Angie's Leads, or are you looking for exclusive leads that are just coming and calling you?
Yeah, that's the way that Lisa was proposing. I think it would be better because that way I don't have to deal with these things and those over there, and sometimes it is more, sometimes it's less. So if I got a flat fee, it would be better, but it depends. Like I told Lisa that I would just give it a try to see if it works.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, go ahead.
Depending on how much that is.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a couple of different prices, and I don't want to give you something that you don't need, because I do understand, money is tight and you want your money to go a long way for the advertising that you're going to get, right? Do you have a Facebook page, or are you looking just to do Google?
Just Google. And my brother-in-law, he said that he could create a page on Facebook and this and that, and at the end, I think he didn't finish it or something happened because he just went to New York and he just left a page, and he didn't even tell me how to handle that or passwords or anything.
It is like if it doesn't exist. Yeah. Right. Oh, no, I'm sorry. So you don't have a Facebook page, right?
For my business, I don't think so, because like I said, he said that he would create I don't know what he did, honestly.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm not gonna quote you for the Facebook then, because, you know, I don't want you to pay extra for Facebook if we don't know what's going on with the Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. You can always try it out. You like our service, you like being on the first page of Google, we can always work with you to get you onto Facebook at a later time, okay? Does that sound fair?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So usually the listing price on just the Google alone is around $399 a month with a $299 setup fee. Today, we're looking to fill that spot. But because we have it open and we're looking to fill it today, we're actually cutting $200 off of that, and we're waiving the setup fee. So instead, it would actually be a $199 a month for the first page Google. And let me tell you what that comes with. It comes with a Google profile where you get Google verified, okay? We put your page, we put that Google listing on the first page of Google. We put you on 60-plus directory listings. We integrate you with Alexa and Amazon, with Siri as well. And then we cover all the mobile devices that you see everybody having. So iPhones, Androids, and then tablets too. So we really cover all your bases, all right? You're based out of North Hills, California?
Yes, that's what I'm. When I am.
Okay. Awesome. So let's just say, for example, someone's in North Hills, California, looking for, let me see here, you do landscaping work. Okay, let's say somebody's looking to cut a tree down, okay?
Yeah.
Let's say they just need a tree removed. So tree removal near me, and I'm in North Hills, California, okay? You would be one of the top recommended companies on that first page. So just to paint the picture for you, you're allowed a multiple of keywords for the services that you offer, okay?
Yeah.
So we do about like 15 key phrases. If anybody's in your area searching for the services that you offer, you will be found once those phrases are typed in. Does that make sense?
You got it. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a month-to-month deal. It's a program that, like I said, is an exclusive listing. I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it and give it a shot. That way we can prove it to you, right?
Yeah, that's the way it went.
Awesome. So let me see. What is your last name here?
Lopez.
What was that?
My last name is Lopez.
Lopez. Okay. And then what's a good email address? Is it, let's see, it's not on your Google listing. Interesting.
I was getting emails from Google because, like I said, I opened an account with my business. And then now people find me on Google Maps.
Yeah, and I see that you have a Google website here as well. How do you like this Google website?
Well, so far, you know that I did it myself. I'm not good at technology. I'm very bad. So I just did it like trying. It's the way it came out. So I don't know if there's a way to get it better.
Honestly, Julio, it looks really good. I will tell you, it looks amazing. You got some good pictures here. The only thing is that these websites are just like a landing page. There's no, it's not a real website. Does that make sense?
You got it. Yeah.
So I'm gonna put a request in right now to my manager to see if we can add on a website for you for absolutely free. Would that be okay?
Well, if that will happen, I get enrolled with you, the moment that I will cancel my membership, that will disappear. My website will disappear, or what will happen? Will it stay the same way that I have it right now?
We would build you a whole new website. So if you were to ever cancel, we could just have a hosting fee that we would have for you to host your website.
Mm-hmm. How much that would be?
The hosting fee? I think it's like, I'm not too sure how much the hosting fee is because we just add it on. Usually people...
Mm-hmm. And for how long do you think that would work?
Forever. For as long as you're in business.
Well, but it's just a one-time payment that I have to give you, or I have to be paying like every month?
No, so let me see really quickly, because usually this is in our packages. So, give me a second, okay? I'm just typing into my manager. Okay, he's typing right now, okay? But usually how it works is it's included in the package. Yeah, he said it's included in the package. So you're not paying an additional fee. You're not paying an additional monthly. You're not paying anything. So you're paying for the first page placement on Google for for $199, mm-hmm. and that includes the website too. So it's $199 a month for both of those things as well, like I said. And then I mentioned
What I mean is that if I ever cancel that, will my website disappear or will it stay the same way that I have it right now?
So the website you have right now would disappear, and then the website that we build you, you would be able to just charge a hosting fee. I think the hosting fee is like $50 a month, I think, like $49, anywhere from $29 to $49 a month just to host the website on the internet. But it's
I would like to be clear on that because, like I said, if I just want to give it a try and I don't like it, I want to cancel, then I wouldn't have anything on Google anymore, right?
Right, right. So this is what I can do. We can get started with the Google, right? We can get started with the Google placement. I'll put a request into my team. When we do our onboarding, they'll ask you what you want to do with the website. If you want us to make you a website, we can absolutely do that with no charge. They'll be able to answer your question. Hey, let's say I don't like the service and I want to cancel it later on down the road. What happens to my website? They're going to tell you, like, you know, we can still keep the website up for you. You would just pay a low monthly fee of anywhere from $29 to $49 a month. All right. But they'll have to add their reading for you. But we can still make everything. And if you want to go with the website later, it's no additional cost to you. Okay.
Got it.
What's your email address? Because I don't have an email address for you. I was trying to look it up.
Yeah, I got my friends. I don't have an email for my business and my personal email that I got there. It is Julio Lopez 456 at gmail.com. That's JULIOLOPEZ 456 at gmail.com.
456 at gmail.com, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right, I'm going to read it back to you just to make sure. It's Julio Lopez 456 at gmail.com, and that's JULIOLOPEZ 456 at gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Awesome. Okay. And I got a phone number here for you. It's 323-491-9267. Is that the accurate number?
Yes, that's
okay. Okay. Awesome. And then your business name is the 18 Landscape Inc.
Yes.
Okay. And then what's your business address?
I got it in North Hills. You should be able to see it there, but I told Lisa that I don't work in that area. I work in different areas.
Okay. Yeah. Where do you work at? So it's just, I just need an address. So is it 8510 Columbus Avenue, North Hills, California?
Yes.
Okay. That's good. Where do you usually work out of?
Well, I work everywhere, but right now, for example, I'm working in Glendale, in Pasadena, Los Angeles, in Santa Monica, Beverly Hills. Those are the areas I've been working on for the last years. Yeah.
That's a beautiful area.
I would like to get jobs in Malibu and Calabasas, for example, but was telling Lisa that for some reason I don't get jobs from there anymore, and I used to get a lot of jobs from there, so I don't know what happened. Yeah, I think it's because I haven't been sharing business cards over there.
They're not able to see you, so you're gonna have to make the drive over there, huh? But you know, now that they see you on the first page, they'll be able to get more business here. Okay, so zip code is 91343, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'm gonna put your website here. But like I said, if you want us to build you a website, we can build you a website, no problems. If you want to keep the one you have,
Yeah, like I said, you know that I don't know what is who do you work for?
Who do I work for?
Yes.
I work for Local Splash. We're premier partners with Google.
Oh, okay.
You were just talking to my colleague right now.
The reason I'm asking you is because I've been getting a lot of calls from a lot of companies and offer me services and it's a lot.
Yeah, I know. Usually what happens is, so when the first page placement goes on the board for Google, they basically send it out to all their Google Premier partners, and then they want that spot filled. So we call, they give us a list to call out the businesses in your area, and you were one of them, to fill that listing. Yeah. So that's why we were calling you today to see if we can offer that. Now, like I said, usually we do other stuff too, like Facebook and stuff like that, but because you just want to try our service out with the Google and you don't really want to do the Facebook, that's fine because we don't know what happened to your Facebook page with your with your family member, right?
I have another question for you.
Yeah, shoot away. I'll answer all of them.
Do I have to leave any pay card on file or something?
So we will make a purchase today with a debit card or credit card, whatever that is, because it is a monthly fee of $199 to get you on the first page. Okay. After that, like I said, if you want to add stuff onto there, like a Facebook or anything like that, we can definitely quote you out to continue to bring you business from other platforms. But yes, you would purchase this service for a recurring event month to month. But like I told you before, it is that $199, and I'm waiving the setup fee for you, so that way you can just get it at the $199, and it is a month-to-month service, okay?
Got it.
Julio Lopez. Mr. Lopez, do you have any kids?
Kids?
Yeah, do you have a family at all or anything like that?
Yeah, I got three kids.
Nice. Yeah. Are they all grown up or they're pretty
well, I got one that is in the university, he's 23 already, the girl is 16 and our little boy is 10.
Wow. Yeah. Well, congratulations on the son in the university.
Yeah, thank you.
That's big. What university did he go to?
First to do it.
Yeah. What university does he go to?
Is he going to CSUN?
Where is that at?
In Norridge.
In Northridge?
In California. Yeah, in Norridge.
Gotcha. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Well, congratulations. I bet you're a pretty proud father of that, huh?
Yeah.
It's always good to do that, yeah.
Yeah, he has to do it, otherwise I would get him out of the house.
you say, hey, if you're not going to school, you're going to come and work with me.
Yeah, true. You have to prepare himself there.
Okay. That's right. Yeah. Okay, so I'm just doing this. Okay, all right. I'm just doing this for you really quickly. Just looking at something really quickly for you, okay?
Okay.
Did you have a lot of jobs today or no?
Yes. Thank God, I got 5 jobs in progress now. Nice. Yeah, but yeah, that's a lot for me because it's a small company. So that's a lot for me now. Yeah.
But hey, it's better to be a very busy than not busy, right?
Well, this is the kind of problem that I want.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have, huh?
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's what I always tell our clients when they're saying, hey, we're getting a lot of results. I'm like, well, we're getting more than we can handle. I was like, Well, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
You definitely want that. Okay. I'm committed. Yeah. All right. Julio. All right. That's good. We're looking solid on this end. I didn't even do that. Okay. Lopez. And then that's why I put a space in your name. There's not supposed to be a space there. Okay.
Where are you located?
We are located in Fountain Valley, over here by Huntington Beach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're located in Orange County, so we're on the other side of you. So we're local.
Yeah.
We've been here for 18 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard of it. Yeah, and that's something I was telling Lisa, because not that when I would like to deal with companies locally, so that
we're local.
Yeah, but what else am I going to tell you? I was going to tell you something. I was telling Lisa that I wanted you guys to send me an email with information, the company, all that, because honestly, I don't know anything about you guys. I don't know if you sound so rude.
Yeah,
but
absolutely. Let me send you an email right now. How about that? That way you can have an email from me.
You know what, Charlie, is there any way that we can continue the conversation maybe tomorrow? I would love to work with you guys, but I'm really busy right now. I'm about to leave.
Yeah, I'm just finishing up right now. I'm just going to tell you how it is. There's a call center under us, like I said, and it's an exclusive listing, and they want us to fill it today. I mean, I can send you an email with all of our stuff. You're going to get everything in black and white writing. We're going to send you an invoice right after we process the payment and everything. And then I want to schedule a call with you tomorrow, so that way we can get you onboarded with us, so we can start populating that.
That would be great, because like I said, what I want is when I get home tonight or today, I want to check the email you send me, all the information, then go from there. That is why I was telling you that there was a way to continue with this tomorrow.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think here just to see what I can do for you, because like I said, it's an exclusive listing. So as soon as we get off, they're going to try to vet the call out to one of your competitors, and they're going to take it as you're not interested in being on the first page of Google. How about this? How about I take down all your information. We do a post date, right? So I can at least take down your credit card information. We can do a post date, and then tomorrow I'll call you before I purchase anything with it on our secured site, and then we'll go over everything, and then we'll secure it tomorrow. But I at least need to put in the system your credit card information. It will not process today. You absolutely have my word. I promise it won't, because that's not okay. Right? I don't want you to get mad at us and come to our headquarters.
No, I don't wanna make a waste of time, but like I said, I would like to pay tomorrow and just get started tomorrow, because like I said, I don't have time.
Yeah. So let's do
can you still do it? Please, let's do it that way if you can. I promise I'm interested in that, but right now I don't have time.
Okay, so let's do a post date for tomorrow then. What is a good time to call you?
Tomorrow is what? Wednesday? Oh yeah. Yeah, tomorrow you can call me around 10 a.m. I'll be available at that time. Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to be on your way to work, or are you going to be...
If I'm going to be...
Are you going to be at the work outside? Yeah, I said, are you going to be on your way to work?
No, I'm going to be at the job site already by that time.
Okay, can I call you earlier so that way we can just get it done, so that way they don't vet it out?
Earlier, let me see. I will get here. It's just because I didn't want to get the call while I'm driving, but I will try to be here around 8 at the job site. So, yeah, 8:30, 9, it will work, I think. I think I'll be here by around around 8. So, yeah, around 9 would be good.
Yeah. Around 9 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do for you. Okay, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to message my manager right now, and I'm going to tell him to hold the spot, okay? That way we can get you started tomorrow, okay?
Okay, yeah.
So, let me see. Let me see if he, I had to put a request in really quickly. I had to put a request in because he has to approve it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let me see. Okay. Okay. And then your email is there. Okay, I sent it in. All right. He typed in. Okay. So he said we can approve that. That's fine. He said, but if you don't answer when I call you, then we're going to have to give it. We're just going to have to release it. You know what I mean? And it's going to be somebody else's taking. So tomorrow at, what did you say, 9 a.m. or 10 a.m.? Which one's best for you?
9 to 10 would be good because, like I said, I'll be driving very early in the morning and I'm going to get to the job site around 8, sorry.
Okay. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see. 9, 10, we had that. Okay, so. All right, so I'll call you like around 9 a.m.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. I appreciate that. It is because I know that when I pay overtime, it's a little tough for me. And right now, I think I'll have to pay overtime to these guys.
Yeah, no problem. So what I'll do, like I said, I'll hold it for you. I'm going to send you an email on what you'll be getting and everything like that.
Okay.
And then I'll call you tomorrow. So it's going to come from this number, okay? It's going to come from an 877 number. So make sure you answer it around 9 a.m. It'll be me.
I will. Yeah, okay. Okay, it's fine. Thank you.
Drive safely, okay?
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. All right,
okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you.